Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining us 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And that's really what today's episode is all about. We're going to be thinking about this idea of a heart problem. In Psalm chapter 5, David writes these words. He says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray." Often these psalms that David writes are written out of struggle and frustration, and he's just crying out for help. You don't have to be real spiritual to do that. You just say, "Help, God, where are you?" But today I want to think about verse 3. Listen to what he says in verse 3. "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch." One of the practices that's so important for us to do is to meet with God every single day. In fact, when we look at Psalm 5, verse 3, David says, here's when he meets with God. He meets with God in the morning. That reminds me of Jesus. The Bible says in Mark 1:35 that Jesus got up early in the morning to pray. So when you hear about Jesus praying in the morning and you read David saying, "You hear my voice in the morning," I think there's something to that. I remember when I was in college, I took more than a full load. I crammed a bunch of classes into a couple of days so that I could work a couple of jobs. And my days were long and my evenings got really late. So my meeting with God wasn't always in the morning. Sometimes it was later in the day and sometimes I would forget. So here's what I want to say today, though. Meeting with God, it's not necessarily an appointment that you put on the clock, but it's an appointment that you make with your heart. Let me ask you this question. Does God hear your voice in the morning? When he looks on you at the beginning of your day, does he look on you as a priest who has come to offer him sacrifices of praise? Let me read the verse again. He says, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you." That's what prepare means in this verse. That as he's coming to God in prayer, it's as if he's arranging a sacrifice on the altar. So here's what I'd like for you to try today. When you wake up in the morning, today and any day, remind yourself that you're one of God's priests. And the way that you became a priest was by putting your faith in Jesus. Here's what Revelation 1 verses 5 and 6 says. "To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father." So if you know Jesus, that means you're a priest. That means wherever you are, that's where God's temple is, because your body is the temple of God. You are God's address. So the first thing we do in the morning is the first thing a high priest would do every single morning. He laid the burnt offering on the altar. That is a perfect picture of total dedication to God. If you want to have a good day, start by giving yourself to the Lord as a burnt offering, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, as Romans 12 says. A good day begins in the morning, and in that morning, it begins at the altar of your heart. Does your day begin with God? If not, decide today that you're going to start each morning by dedicating yourself to him as a living sacrifice and asking him, "God, would you give me guidance for today's decisions? God, would you give me guidance for today's actions?" Because he wants to direct your life. So view each day as a gift from God and determine in your heart that you're going to be a good steward of each day's supply. Make your time with him a daily heart appointment. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you back here tomorrow on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. And I encourage you today, surrender your life to him.